행복한 명작 읽기.
투란돗. 1. The Ice Princess. 1. My life has been full of adventure. Now that I am very old, telling stories is all I can do. My name is Calaf. I was born the Prince of Tartary. After a very long and terrible war, my father, King Timur, and I were forced to escape from my country. I didn't know what happened to my father, but now I was in Peking. I would never forget the evening I arrived in this great city. Many people had gathered in the square in front of the Imperial Palace. It was really amazing. There must have been thousands of people there. I thought that something very exciting was to occur, so I asked, "What's happening?" One person in the crowd replied, "A man will be killed soon. He had come to try to marry Princess Turandot. He had to solve the princess's riddles first before he could marry her, but he failed. Now they will cut off his head." "Who is Princess Turandot?" I asked. "She is the emperor's daughter," said a woman standing next to me. "She is extremely beautiful. So many princes come from different countries to marry her. But she doesn't want to marry any of them. She is a cold woman. Some say that her heart is made from stone. To make it difficult for any man to marry her, she has said that she will only marry the man who can solve the three riddles she gives them. If they fail, well, you can see what we are waiting for." Suddenly, a man dressed in palace robes appeared. He called out, "The Prince of Persia has failed to answer the princess's riddles. He will die when the moon appears this evening." As I was listening to this, there was a loud sound behind me. I turned around and saw an old man lying on the ground. A woman yelled out, "Look! They just threw the poor blind man on the ground." I rushed over and helped the man to his feet. I was shocked. The old man was my own father, King Timur. "Father," I cried out, "you are here in Peking. I have been looking for you everywhere." I looked up and saw another person standing by. It was Liu. She was a very faithful servant and friend to my father. "Liu, you are here too."
"She has been wonderful," said my father. "She has been my eyes ever since I couldn't see and has given me so much help. If she had not been with me, I would have been dead."
Liu was looking down at her feet.
"Liu, I'm most grateful to you for looking after my father. You didn't have to do this. Why have you given so much to me and my family?" I asked her.
"A long time ago in the palace, you used to smile at me," she said, but her words were interrupted by a loud gong. Many men entered the square. They carried a large stone to the middle of the square. The stone was for the executioner to sharpen his axe on.
"Cut off his head when the moon appears," people shouted.
I was quite shocked by the people. It seemed they enjoyed watching people die. "These people are like animals," I thought. "How can this Princess Turandot kill so many men? She really is a cold-hearted woman." Everyone continued calling for the death of the poor man, but they became very quiet when the princess appeared. The princess was wearing a long white robe. From a distance, it looked like ice.
She had beautiful black hair, which was so long that it almost reached the floor. Her face was perfect, and her lips were red like roses. She opened those beautiful lips and ordered, "Guards, take him away to cut off his head." The poor prince was dragged away to his death. It was such a terrible night, but I could not think of the poor man anymore. It was like a spell had been cast on me. All I could think of was the princess. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. I was filled with desire and love for her. For a moment, my heart even stopped beating. Then I did something which would change my life forever. I said in a very loud voice, "I have come here to make the princess my bride. I will solve her riddles, and she will marry me." "No, no! They will cut your head off. I can't bear to think of that," Liu cried.
"This means I will lose you again. Please don't do this," Father begged me.
But I didn't listen to them. I walked toward a very large gong in the square. Anyone who wanted to marry the princess had to hit the gong 3 times. As I walked up to the gong, 3 men raced in front of me and stopped me. One said,
"I am Ping, the Grand Chancellor."
The second said,
"I am Pong, the Chief Cook."
The third said,
"I am Pang, the Marshal."
Do not do this!
They all cried out. Pang said,
"Look in the sky! Can't you see the ghosts of the dead flying around this great city? They are the men who died for the princess's love."
Ping said,
"There are so many pretty women. Go and find another pretty girl."
I just said no and walked past them. I struck the gong 3 times. The whole crowd watched me hit the gong, and then I could hear them whisper,
"He will never solve the riddles."
The 3 men were also talking among themselves.
"There have already been 13 deaths this year. This city is filled with blood."
Even though everyone thought I would die, I would not change my mind. I wanted to marry the princess. Soon, 2 guards came out and took me inside the palace. After a few moments, a group of wise men walked in with large documents. I guessed they contained the princess's riddles. After the wise men came some other men. They were carrying red and white lanterns. Red was for a wedding and white was for a funeral. Finally, the emperor appeared. He did not look like a happy man. He looked at me and said,
"Please do not do this. Don't try to answer my daughter's riddles. You can leave now before she comes."
"No," I replied. "I will try to answer." The emperor asked me twice more, and I answered each time, "Let me try."